Hello.
Hello, Bob?
Yes.
It's Amy with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thanks for asking. Did you get everything squared away with my team this morning?
Sure.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, cool. I just wanted to double check that. And then is this a good time to review with you the opportunity with the Google Guarantee?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So when we were speaking yesterday, there was I'm just going to kind of go from the top. That way, as there's no confusion, I feel like that might be just be the best way to go, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So with the Google Guarantee, there is a one-time upfront cost of $250. This is to get your company and yourself completely background checked. I know that we already verified that you do have at least $250,000 in general liability. There are a few more qualifying questions, like do you have any felonies?
Nope.
Do you have a United States Social Security number?
Yes.
Do you have a Washington State driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any face-to-face employees who go out and bid and do the job on behalf of the company without you present?
Nope.
Okay, so then you're the only one who would really need to go on the background check. For all intents and purposes, it seems like you would go ahead and pass that. Now, this is a section on Google that shows at the very, very tippy top of the page. This section on Google is it does say sponsored at the top. Have you done a search and seen where it says sponsored at the top and produces a search result for some providers?
On my Facebook, it says sponsored.
Okay. Those are sponsored ads for Facebook, and we're already running those for you. This is on Google. So when people go to Google and they're looking for your services, right, we have you down as a general contractor, but more
sure.
specifically the services are like remodeling, room additions, garage additions, building contractor, you know, exterior siding, framing, decking, rot repair, kitchens, bathrooms. These specific keywords all fall under the general contracting vertical. That's what Google calls the categories on Google Guarantee. So it's specific to like accessory buildings, bathroom remodels, decks and patios, exterior finishing, home building, remodeling, foundations and concrete. But say you're not offering foundations and concrete. Say you don't want any commercial projects. Then we don't turn those keywords on for you. We only turn on the keywords within the vertical of what it is that you do want to actually provide. So you're not forced into stuff that you don't offer or don't want for the company. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the background check process with the terms and conditions state is a max of 4 to 8 weeks for complete processing. I don't always or even usually see it take that long, especially when there's no license requirement like there is for Washington. It usually happens a lot faster, but I like to let you know what the terms and conditions state. A lot of that fact is due to whether and how long it takes you to get us what it is that we need in order to get you approved. So, for instance, if you drag your feet on getting us the application, obviously it's going to take longer to get it processed. Okay?
Sure.
Now, once your Google Guarantee certified, which the certification for Google Guarantee is Google's promise to the general public, Google built these services to trump all other pay-per-leave programs. For example, have you ever tried like Angie's List or Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Porch, any of those?
Nope.
Okay. All of those pay-per-lead programs and the general consensus and complaint is, which you may have experienced it even with Yelp, is that the lead is sent out to multiple competitors. You have to share the lead no matter what. There is no qualification to get any type of refund if it is a bad lead. And you have to pay whether or not you ever even speak to the client. Are those things that sound familiar at all from your experience with Yelp?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
For sure. And like when I was doing Home Depot Pro or something like that.
Okay. So all of those things. All those things that you would have liked to have changed about the situation have been made right with Google Guarantee. So the main thing is this, is A, you don't share the leads. They're exclusive. They only come to you. And that's because the client has gone to Google and they're choosing to call you directly. You're not handed a phone number or a bit of information or a text message or a link that says, hey, Bob, this might be a good fit for you. Go ahead and chase them down. No. These clients have gone to Google. They've looked at your court credentials. They've read your reviews, and they've determined that they want to work with you directly. So when they go and click the click to call button, they're contacting you directly. You know that it's one of those Google Guarantee leads coming through because it says so on the caller ID. And what Google is guaranteeing by doing the background check and doing these other qualifications, making sure you have the insurance, is to make sure that you are a qualified provider in that area. So they're promising the general public, hey, this is a quality provider. He's tried and true. We've background checked him. We back his work up completely up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Meaning if there was ever a client who has made a claim or is completely unhappy and can prove that something was wrong, Google would pay them out up to $2,000 worth of insurance. Okay? Now, I haven't had anybody that's had to take advantage of that yet or any customers who have had that happen to them, but that's what the guarantee is. It's to the public.
Okay.
And then what they're guaranteeing you is that you're going to get better qualified leads. You don't have to share those leads, and they come directly to you. So you're dealing directly with the client from the get. You're not having to cipher through the BS, so to speak. And they assign you a call tracking number that's specific to your business, and all those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it would automatically get filtered out because AI is listening for each one of those calls. Additionally, the same thing is true for services you don't provide or are outside of your service radius. So with Google Guarantee, like I said, the specific set of criteria that we qualify you for is particular to your industry. And if there's keywords within that vertical that you don't offer, like if you don't offer foundations in concrete, then you would not come up for that. And if you received a call for that, then it would not be qualified. You would not be, your budget would not be charged for that because it's not listed on your profile. The same is also true for your service radius, where you're providing these specific services. So for example, like I don't know exactly where Marysville is, but say somebody calls you from Spokane and Spokane is not in your service radius, then that would not be a qualified lead. You would not pay for that lead. In fact, it would be really hard for somebody outside of your service radius to even find you in the Google Guaranteed section because they would have had to have searched in Marysville or in one of the service areas that you are targeting in order to find you. So it's just a better qualified lead source. Okay?
Okay.
And the beauty of this is that you only pay for the qualified leads, and Google has a specific set of criteria of what they consider and call qualified, meaning if the lead, if the customer on the phone is requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, then that is considered a qualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
Which is rare. I mean, you can't really quote a bathroom remodel on the phone.
Right.
But if they request estimate face-to-face, meaning they request for you to come out and bid the job face-to-face, then that is considered a qualified lead. And that's fair.
Sure.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So now, getting down to what you really want to know, which is how much does all this cost, right?
Yes.
Okay. Upfront cost is one-time $250 application fee. That's for the entire company. Say you add 5-10 employees later on and you want them to do background check and get passed, no problem. It's a one-time cost for the entire company. Okay. Whether you got one employee or 50 employees, that's what it costs. The cost per qualified lead is going to be, let me see here. I had it pulled up. Okay, I moved out of there. Hold on 1 second. Okay, it's $76 per qualified lead and an activation budget of $992. So the way that it works is you pay the only upfront cost is the $250. We pay that. We get you completely background checked. and get everything Google Guarantee approved. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, then the activation budget, if you will, or the lead budget is going to be $992 to begin. That's for 13 Google Guarantee leads at $76 per lead. And that budget can last you as long as you want it to. It does not have to be a monthly charge unless that's what you choose for it to be. So what I mean by that is you pay the $992 activation budget and we turn the leads on. If it's left idle on its own, the leads will begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. But since you're probably a one-man band and you hire out for your workers is what it probably sounds like to me, right? You do day workers or laborers?
No, I do it mostly myself.
Okay, so that's a great example. Say you take on one lead, right? You take on one lead, and you land that job. Now you know that you're booked for like 3-4 weeks, maybe even longer. You would pause your leads. You can call, text, email. You can let us know, hey, pause the leads. And where you stop the campaign, say you stop the campaign with $900 left in it, that's where the campaign stops for as long as it's paused. It does not unpause. That budget continues to roll over. It is not an automatic monthly charge. Okay?
Okay.
The latter is also true. You can increase lead flow. So say you take on 2, 3, 5, 6 leads, and now you say, you know what? I want to crank it up. I've got a couple crews going, and I want to crank up the fire. So go ahead and give me 8 leads in a week or whatever the case is. You can increase the lead flow. You don't have to increase the budget. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
And then after that, you can refill the budget as you see accordingly. That $992 is just the activation budget to get it going.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. These leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead I've ever seen out there. I have not had a single person who's canceled on the profit of these leads coming through. I have had customers that have chosen to pause the campaign. They went on vacation or they just got too busy with work. But the way that the leads are qualified and if there ever needs to be one rebutted, say one slipped through the cracks for whatever reason, it was not qualified, it didn't meet those qualifications I told you, you would simply give us that phone number. We have the access to the call recording and we dispute it with Google and get your money back for the unqualified calls if there are any.
Okay.
You want to give it a shot?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So I got to go through the application part first.
Yeah, and the application is super easy. It takes about 10 minutes to upload. It's your personal information, your first and last name, business address. It's going to ask for license if you have it. You're going to put NA there because you don't need a license for this industry. And then it's going to ask for certificate of insurance. We give you an exact photograph in there of the page that we're looking for your insurance. It's the Accord document. You're going to upload that. And then you're going to have, it takes about 10 minutes for the application, and then you're going to have an onboarding call with my technician, Bonnie. And what Bonnie does is she's just going to verify the information within the application and tell you what the next step is, which is as soon as the background company notifies us, which will be either Pinkerton or Evident ID, they're going to ask for one of the two, either your Social Security upload or for your driver's license upload. And that would be an encrypted private link that comes directly to you from that organization. We just navigate that with you. We call you and say, hey, Pinkerton is ready for the final leg. We're going to send you an encrypted link right now, and we need you to upload within 30 minutes to do the final process of the application.
Okay.
So I do have a card on file ending in 1688. It appears to be a MasterCard. Do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee to that card?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you the application, Bob. And then how do you want to keep, like, a couple of days with the application, or you think you can get it done this evening?
Yeah, it'll be a few days.
A few days? Okay.
Yeah.
So you let me know what day you want my technician to call. I'll be calling to introduce you. Like, we could set it even, like, for Friday if you want, for around the same time. And you don't have to be in front of a computer. She's literally just going to be verifying the information that's on there.
I'm not in front of a computer very often, so.
I didn't think you were. You seem like the kind of guy who has his hands in the dirt, so to speak.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, and then all your information will be attached to the email, right?
All my information is going to be attached to the email. I'm also sending you a text right now with my direct phone number and extension line. I'm going to be the lead on this portion. You can contact me anytime you want to anyways. I'm always here, and I do have vast knowledge of all products at Local Splash. So if you want to call and talk with me or work with me directly, you're able to. Bob, I'm always here for you. Okay?
Perfect. Okay.
Okay, so do you want me to set the call for the application on Friday around 7:30? Does that work for you? Or
sure, that works.
Okay. And if I don't have the application by Thursday evening, because I get a notification, if I don't have it completed by Thursday evening, I'm just going to shoot you a text and remind you, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
sounds
we'll
good.
Talk to you soon, Bob. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.